Everybody's waiting for the vaccine to come out and then everything will be normal. Right? I'm going to park it here for a minute because I went and I read on the vaccine this week. I read a lot on the vaccine. And look, I have some experience here. I'm pretty much a doctor. Okay? I'm not a doctor. I just play one on YouTube. I'm just kidding. But I do have some experience with this type of thing. And I read up on this vaccine and I want to explain some things to you. All right? I'm not going to get into the moral side of the vaccine thing, because there's moral implications to it all. Okay, and if you want, I mean, there's plenty of sermons. Pastor Jimenez has done a great sermon on that. I encourage you to look up that. But I want to talk to you about how the mechanics of this vaccine actually work. Okay, now look, a typical vaccine works by this theory of they kill the virus and they inject a dead virus in you. They inject a dead virus in your body, and your body has an immune response and creates the antibodies to fight the live virus. So it's a less dangerous way for you, this is the theory, to get the antibodies that will protect you from the virus. This is not how this vaccine works at all. It's a completely different type of vaccine. Okay, and it took a lot of research to actually find information on this, which is a little bit scary. First of all, it's been fast-tracked. And the history of vaccines that are fast-tracked means people die. Okay, so that's the first thing. All right, I'm going to read you from an article in the Jerusalem Post, which was the only article I could find that had a doctor actually or a scientist talking about the type of vaccine that this is. And it's this doctor named Michael Lineal. And she's a professor of biological chemistry at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. She told the Post that she believes there's no cause for concern for this vaccine. She then goes on to explain how the vaccine works. It is not a dead virus vaccine like most other vaccines are. It's a vaccine called, it's an mRNA vaccine. Okay, it's a messenger RNA. You say that sounds like DNA, because it works with your DNA. Okay, now here's her explanation of how this vaccine works. The mechanics of it. We're not talking about the morality of it or any of that. This is the mechanics of how this vaccine works. It uses a sequence of genetic RNA material produced in a lab that, when injected into your body, must invade your cells and hijack your cell's protein-making machinery called ribosomes to produce the viral components that subsequently train your immune system to fight the virus. It teaches your body, the cells in your body, to produce the viral components. Okay, so it's a synthetic RNA lab-created thing that makes your body produce what looks like the coronavirus, basically, is what's happening. In this case, as she continues, Moderna's mRNA-1273 is programmed to make your cells produce the coronavirus's infamous coronavirus spike protein. This is the red spiky ball that you've been seeing for an entire year that gives the virus its crown-like appearance, for which it's named, wrote the Independent. But when asked if she would take the vaccine right away, she responded, "I won't be taking it, probably not for at least the first coming year. We need to wait and see whether it really works." Okay, now look. Look, let me explain something, because I do know a little bit about DNA and genetics and traits of things, okay? Now look, they will say, as far as DNA, so basically this thing goes, and it, in the very article itself, says it plugs into your DNA like a USB drive, and it programs your DNA to produce this coronavirus. Look, coronavirus is something that attacks you from the outside. It is something that gets into your body from the outside. This thing is making your body produce a synthetic coronavirus-like thing, and then you produce the antibodies from that, okay? That's the mechanics of it. But look, here's what they know about DNA, okay? A scientist will tell you that a monkey's DNA and a human's DNA is 98% the same, and the 2%, they're like, it's really not that important, whatever that 2% is. Okay, here's the thing. Monkey, human, all right? They don't know anything. They don't know what's in this box, all right? We used to raise registered livestock, which meant we tracked traits and genetics, and we measured all these things. And here's what you know about genetics of an animal. You know what you can measure. Okay, and I understand that they can play with genes and do gene therapy and things like this, but basically what they're doing is they're opening a cabinet that has a billion wires in it, and they're pulling a wire out and plugging it in somewhere else, and they're saying, yeah, when I pull this wire out and I plug it in over here, it moves that valve out there. But they certainly don't know what else it did. Okay, because the genetic code, here's what we would do. We would go and we would travel across the entire country and we would buy a ram, a male sheep, with the best genetics in basically two different categories that were measured from that ram. And then we would take that ram and we would take a ewe with some good genetic measurements, because all we know is what we can measure. And what we measured with the ram was growth, how fast his progeny grew per day. How many pounds per day did his lambs that came from him put on? So we would get a good growth number by that ram, and we would get a ewe that had a good number of a milk number, or that she could raise and feed and wean twins. So it was, number one, she needed to have twins, and number two, she needed to be able to wean them, have enough milk to get them to where they would survive and have those growth numbers. And we would combine those two together, and they would produce lambs together, but we would never know. I used to talk about this with the guys in the industry. We would get this ram and this ewe, and you have them produce lambs for you, but you don't know what you're going to get. Because nobody knows what's in here. We always would talk about it hitting the lottery. You know, basically, it's a chance, because that gene is there, and it's over here, so it's a chance you could get a lamb with those two genes that are the dominant genes in that lamb, but it's no guarantee, because there's all these other traits and all these other genes. Look, the genetic code, they don't understand it. We're talking about plugging something, into your DNA, for crying out loud. And they're like, we think. No one will tell you that they can come up. No one will say that there's no long-term side effects, because they literally have no idea. But when it comes to messing with your genes and all this, you're talking about not only yourself, but your children, your progeny. Look, if you would explain the mechanics of this, simply as I've explained it to you, to a room of people, and say, who thinks that this is a good idea? Who would raise their hand? They don't know what's inside this box. They're playing with things that no one fully understands. They're just scratching the surface.